NTI 2 Corinthians chapter 12 starts by saying, heaven is within you. This is a statement that you may take as truth. Heaven is synonymous with what we are. And what we are is discovered by looking within. That's what's meant by the statement, heaven is within you. NTI 2 Corinthians chapter 12 continues. You seem to be a man or a woman, an individual soul within a body, within a world, within a cosmos. This seems to be who you are, but this is not a fact. This is a perception. And then it says, it seems that you are within and everything else is without. In other words, for the average person in the world, the skin on the body almost seems to be the dividing line. I think we can probably take almost out of that sentence. It seems to be the dividing line. So everything inside of the skin is me, and everything outside of the skin is not me, including the clothes that I'm wearing on the body. So NTI says, it seems that you are within, and everything else is without. This seems to be, but this is not truth. So I ask you to start with you, which you know is within, and discover that the world and heaven are within you also. So all of perception is within what I am, as well as the truth. And in fact, ultimately, the truth is not within what I am. The truth is what I am. Heaven is what I am, but I discover that by looking within. NTI says, this seems to be a bold statement, but it is not. It is only a simple statement of fact, which you shall see as you come with me to seek within. So I'm going to lead you through this process. But I will be leading it in the way that I experienced it as the scribe up until the point where the fear hit. And then I'll continue to lead it without fear. So really, your listening and looking to notice what's not true, what the mind might think is true, but what's not true, and to get to the truth. It'll be somewhat like a brief meditation. So NTI says, let's start with you, which you know is within, and let's ask this question. What are you? Now, when this question was first asked, I immediately looked at the thinking. The thoughts. The concept of me. And at that time, I felt that my thoughts, my concept of me, were what I am. And as you look, you might check and see to what degree you are still identified with your thoughts, with your concepts. Just notice. So the answer that came, and it was a genuine answer at the time, was, I am my thoughts. And NTI said, when you look within, where you know you are, and you ask the question, what am I? You find that you are your thoughts. What are your thoughts? Where do they come from? If you are your thoughts, and you want to know the origin of you, don't you also need to know the origin of your thoughts? Now, at this point, NTI needed to use the word origin because I really was still fully attached to my thoughts. I did not believe that I was before thought. So in order to get me looking in that direction, NTI asked me to look for the origin of my thoughts. So let's look within, deeply and peacefully, and without a sense of hurry. Let's ask, what are my thoughts? What is their origin? Now, at this point, I was unable to look beyond thought, because I was so identified with thought. So when the question came, what are my thoughts? What is their origin? The answer also came from thought. And the answer that I gave was my mind. My mind is their origin. Now before we move on, look and see to what degree you still believe that. To what degree do you believe that your thoughts come from your mind? To what degree are you still identified with a body, mind, personality, from the skin and within, it's me. Outside of the skin is the world. I am the personality. I am my thoughts. They come from my mind. To what degree do you still believe that? NTI continues that the answer you may hear is, my mind is their origin. But then ask, what is my mind? Again, at this point, I was still very attached to thought. So instead of looking, genuinely looking, I went to thought for the answer, and thought quickly came up with, well, God is the creator of you. God must be the creator of your mind. So NTI says the answer to that is God. For only God can be mind, which is the origin of thoughts, with thoughts being the maker or definer of you. As we look at this, what do we see? And now I want to take the inquiry from this point forward into a different direction. We're going to find out what is God. God meaning before mind. So let's close our eyes. accept to the degree that you need to in order to be honest. There's identification with thought as me. That there's identification with mind as the source of thought and as me. And now realize we're going to step into the realm of God, which is before mind, before me. Before thought. If we're stepping into before thought, we cannot use thought to find the answer to our questions. Before thought, there isn't thought. So it can't answer our questions. But before thought, there is looking, seeing, awareness. So let's use looking, seeing, awareness to see what is before thought. What is before mind? What is aware of thought? What is aware of the body? What is aware of the sounds that the world is making right now? What is before thought? What is present now before thought? Is that affected by thought? Is that in the world, or is the world within it? Can that be affected by the world? Can it ever be changed by the world? Can it ever be hurt by the world? Is it different or separate from you? Or is it what you are? Can you separate yourself from this? I'll let you continue the inquiry for as long as you feel to.